Hey, this is Sutter and Craig, and you are listening to G1 Attack. I love this thing. My balls hurt.
Climbing the charts. Faster than a thing that climbs charts. Really fast. This is G1 Attack.
Welcome to G1 Attack on ScrewAttack.com. This is French Ben, along with my associates, Joystick Jerry and Lunatic Oliver. So, how is everyone doing? I hope you have not been watching my show, Games You Might Don't Know, because Review Impossible by that handsome and intelligent arcade Braden is so much better.
Wow, that was a long intro.
Yes, it was.
It was very long.
What's up, man?
So, hey G1s, what's going on?
What's up, Braden?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Hey! Hello.
Yeah, everyone's probably going to be going, yeah, this isn't going to be entertaining. Because, think about it, everyone's like, ah, we're Todd, we love you, Todd. Oh, we love you,
Ben.
We love you,
Hyperjerk.
And it's like, yeah, Jerry.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
But everyone's like, Arcade Braden, yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then
nobody
it's like,
gives a fuck about you.
Then it's like, Oliver. What? Oliver?
Well, me, wait, yeah. Well,
Lunatic Oliver.
Braden, me, let's see, I've been on top G1 posts, you've actually been featured. What has Oliver done?
Oliver has many failed projects.
Has many failed projects.
A lot of projects, and I got a, which ain't really something to be really proud of, but I got at least one top G1 post.
And he was also on Hard News this week, posted first and lost G1 points. Ha
damn
ha
it.
Ha. Well, I think you guys, everyone's like, you deserve to be banned, whatever. So,
yeah.
So Oliver, Dirk, could you just explain to the G1s what happened there?
I had friends at home yesterday, and one of them is actually a G1, not a like G1 like us starting project and everything. And my account was open, and we were the first one to actually post a comment on our news. And he decided to go lead style, internet slang, first lawyer.
Yeah.
And so you lost G1 points because of it.
Yeah.
Good job.
I don't care, really.
Good job.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know,
it's not like if I'm in the leaderboard.
Yeah, really. All right, so big things going on. Without Todd, he's no longer controlling things like the dictator that he is. So yeah, we can run wild and do things like we want to be. All right, or do whatever.
Yeah,
crap. So anyways, all right. Big things. We got a question of the week as always. Two blogs. We want to mention. As well as video of the week. Debate on G1 groups.
Oh yeah, definitely. We need to do that.
Oh yes. An interview by French Ben, as always.
Yay!
But we have an interview with him with Kane Kusanagi, one of my favorite G1s. I love his 2-bit gamings. And we also have
a review.
We have three a live review.
Yes.
For those of you who have seen Review Impossible, you know the plot. I review a game at complete random. Well, I'm going to walk over to my gaming collection, just choose a game at complete random, and review it live. And on top of that, we have three special guests today. That's right. We have three guests. We're going to mention them a bit later on. So I know Jerry and Oliver are looking real forward to that.
Oh,
so,
yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so just stay tuned.
Welcome back to G1 Attack. So, what's been going on, guys?
Well, I've rented a game called Unreal Tournament. Great game.
Which one? Which one?
Unreal Tournament 3.
For what?
You know, the Xbox 360.
Oh. Well, Ben, me and Ben was talking, and I don't know if he rented it or he bought it for PC, but there's all kinds.
Holy Echo, Batman.
What?
Holy Echo.
There's an Echo?
There's a major Echo.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's gone now. Okay.
What were you talking
about? So continue with your conversation.
Do you want to redo it? It's easier if we just redo it.
It probably would be, but this is so entertaining. G1s get to hear how awesome it is without Todd editing in charge of sound. Because while I really am in charge of logistical stuff, sound-wise, no, I don't know a whole lot.
I don't either. The only thing I know how to do is just, like, record it or whatever.
So what were you talking about?
Oh, anyway.
What were we talking about?
Anyways, I was talking about how, I don't know if Ben owns it or Ben, if he rented it, French Ben, But he was talking about how there's all kinds of mods that people have done for Unreal Tournament 3.
Well, every PC has mods.
On the PC. Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, there's like, you can play as Samus on there, he said. And it's just a bunch of crazy.
Well, you can play Grand Theft Auto Vice City on the computer with Mario, so...
I've seen people mod Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and it has, like, the angry video game nerd. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the point of this part is we're going to talk about what's going on in our lives, not what the awesome new mods are. So, great job, Jerry.
Sorry.
And that's way off topic. So, anyways,
what about you, Brie?
School started.
Oh, God, me too.
What, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, school started.
You'll have a month
and
left.
And it sucked. But four of my classes, all my teachers have, like, the same last name.
Are you serious? Wow.
So, only two of them are related. The other ones aren't. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyways, but it's going okay, I guess. Not too bad. So, we had to, like, stand in, we had to introduce ourselves and say something about us, like, one thing about us.
And
I'm
you're...
like, what can I say?
Are you serious?
So I stand up and go, hello, my name is Brayden, insert last name here, because I don't want people stalking me. And I host a podcast called G1 Attack, which you can subscribe to on iTunes. And I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
So, yeah, cheap plug.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yay, more viewers.
Yeah, so real quick before we get into question of the
week.
Okay,
well, fine then, yeah. Yeah, you don't ask me what's been going on. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Jerry, it's because you went on for 5 minutes about Unreal Tournament 3. So, okay, Jerry, what's been going on with you?
Nothing.
You're back in school, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm back at school also. I'm a senior, so, you know.
Junior, class of 10.
Class of 10. Well, yeah, so, yeah, I'm a senior, and I gotta, you know, think about my future and what's ahead of me and all that, and... Well, I haven't been doing anything, so that's about it.
Yeah. So before we get into the question of the week, as always, I just want to mention this. I saw it on the front page of Screw Attack. I saw it on the side, the recent blog entries. I read it. It said, the title was Submit Blog Entry, and on the inside, all it said was, is this okay? I thought, wow, what a moron. You're pushing down all these great blogs just being an idiot. So I wasn't going to say anything about it. But then G1 Farmhouse posted a comment on it. And so now I have to mention it. He said, really, you're just begging to be mentioned on G1 Attack. So because of G1 Farmhouse.
He is now mentioned
I had to mention it.
We had to mention the blog.
I just had to mention the blog entry because of G1 Farmhouse.
Oh,
so Farmhouse,
wow.
Good job.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for knowing about G1 Attack. Thank you for mentioning us.
Yes.
You rock,
yay.
Sir. So it's time for question of the week. Insert theme music here.
Yeah. Yay.
So, all right. So
okay.
This week's question, Jerry, Oliver, whoever wants to say it.
I don't care.
Okay, Jerry.
Oh, it's gotta be me. What's the question?
Okay.
Which game character would you like to be?
Alright, Jerry, if you want to start us off.
Well, okay.
Hear your knowledge.
If you didn't know. Okay, if you don't know me from the forms.
He wants to be Ryu.
No.
He wants to be Ken.
Yeah, it's Ken. If you haven't seen my avatar, okay, if you haven't seen my signature, if you haven't seen me and French Ben play Street Fighter. I've posted two videos about it. I'm a Street Fighter fanboy. And one of the people that I think that fits my personality in the way I look and how I act, if I was a video game character, I would more likely be Ken from Street Fighter. I don't know why. It's just that way.
Are there any redneck video game characters? Because I think that'd be more suited.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
They probably are. It's just we can't think of it right now.
Well,
but anyways,
Brayden?
Yeah, Brayden, who would you be if
me?
You could be any video game?
See, I've known about the question for about a week now, and yet I haven't even thought about it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
I can go ahead
I'm
if you
going
want.
To have to go with, okay, yeah, there's only one person I can go with.
What?
That person is.
Max Payne.
Dramatic pause, because I can't think of anything at the moment.
Wow.
Let me go first.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I gotta look around at my posters and think of something.
Go on,
if I were to be a video game character, It would probably be Sonic, because he just runs fast.
Runs fast.
Get away from the popo.
Like, I would like to try out this feeling, being hedgehog and run pretty fast.
Well, that's cool. Okay, Brayden, okay. What about you? Have you thought of it yet?
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, I will be Pac-Man.
Why?
Waka 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 waka.
All the steroids and pills and power packs you can eat without any.
Hey, I want to mention this really quick, but you know the someone posted on the forums, I don't know who it was, but you know the video of the two guys, one's Pac-Man and one's the Red Ghost and the running through the library.
It was in my arcade spotlight thread. He posted it. Yeah, that thing's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, go on YouTube. Look for it. I don't know what it's called or whatever, but it's pretty fun. It's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Got Pac-Man running away from a ghost, and it's awesome. Like, through a school, like a library. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen that video once.
So.
Yeah, that is hilarious. So,
he's going, like, through the conference room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, probably mine's not as great as y'all's.
Yeah, so, real characters. What do we have next, guys?
Next, blogging video of the week. So, stay tuned.
Yes, don't go away.
Get ready for some sweet content by some awesome G1s here on G1 Attack's featured blog and video. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on? We are back, and it's time for Blog and Video of the Week.
Alright guys, so before we do our regular Blog and Video, One Blog, One Video, I just want to mention this blog. I'm sure everyone saw it. Everyone laughed.
Yes.
Everyone cried. Everyone learned to love a little on the inside, or something like that. Anyways, but everyone saw it. It's about the guy whose girlfriend and her mother, and I think her
family
as well,
yeah,
her entire family, was making fun of him because of getting, you know,
he
trying to get achievements.
He was logging on Screw Attack every day.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was trying to get achievements.
He was on vacation. Yeah, he was. Well, I read it, and I think it said,
he's on vacation.
He's on vacation
with
yeah.
his
right.
laptop.
With his
right.
laptop.
And watching videos, they're like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm trying. And then she said, trying to get achievements, be on there for a month, whatever. And that's when they started laughing. So, all I can say is,
that's
a lot
horrible.
Of people here are going to feel for you, like, yeah, that's you know, she shouldn't do that. But think about it. A, she made an account on Screw Attack, you know, and made a blog post, which is great.
To say
that
my
is.
Boyfriend and goes on gaming websites.
Yeah. She
and
logs
the second
on.
Thing is, be glad you have a freaking girlfriend, you douche. So
you're so mean.
Yeah, I
no,
know.
No, see, I go through
it. I just want to be loved.
Blog, what was great about that blog is that you bring up a point that I totally agree with. That gaming behind the stereotypes is, like, the same thing as doing everything else, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Well, sorry, Oliver, that goes a little too deep for me, so...
See, you know what's funny is about that blog? See, I go through the same stuff every day. Like,
Jared,
it
please,
sucks.
We know you ain't got no girlfriend.
Yes, I... Anyways...
I'm just messing with you.
I know, but anyways, yeah, I go through the same stuff, like, every day. Like, even last night, I was on Screw Attack, and she just, like, started going off. It was
well,
horrible.
On that note,
yeah.
It's time for the Blog of the Week.
Yay, Blog of the Week.
The Blog of the Week.
Yes.
So, yeah, all of
yeah.
that.
That's,
yeah.
That was a blog made by I don't remember who.
Oh, God.
Who was
great journalism.
We don't even know the people who post it. We are so...
Whoever...
Hold
we're
on,
going
I'll
to... Look, we, okay, you know what? Don't worry about it. We are going to look it up, and we are going to post it, like, you know, right below.
No, I'm going to find it right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, he's finding
it.
It. We're going to... Hold on for a second. I'll just go ahead and do the video of the week.
Yeah.
The video of the week is, once again, because he is so freaking awesome, 2-Bit Gaming, Kane Kusanagi, who is this week's guest on Frenchman Interviews. So, awesome.
Interview.
Yeah. So this week, it's a bit of an update, but it's his cartoon, his animation, which I've never watched before. I've seen some of his other stuff, but never his animations before.
No, I haven't either. I mean, I really haven't been watched 2-Bit Gaming or whatever, but when I saw this, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I watched it, and I was like, wow, you know, this is really good. The animation's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
They used the Halo 2 E3 gameplay that no one got to play. That's funny.
Well, that's what I'm like. Like, not using MySpace and shows the Facebook thing. I'm like, wow, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Being a Facebook user myself, I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. So,
yeah, right.
That's
funny.
So great. Investigative journalism lives.
It.
All right.
Yes.
So go ahead, Oliver.
Dreamcast 2, Nothing But a Dream by Tsukento.
I read it.
There's actually rumors on the internet saying that Sega would make a comeback on September 9, 2009 with a new Dreamcast console. Dreamcast 2, but in this post, it brings up the points why people actually thought about this, and he actually brings the points that why Sega couldn't go back into the hardware market. So, being a gamer like I am, like still a newcomer, not being too much into old school, I thought this was really educative because I didn't know jack shit about that.
Really? You didn't know anything about that? Wow.
No.
Well, I'm more of a retro... I'm more of a retro gamer, so, I mean, most of it I knew already, but...
Well, like me, I'm you know, old school gamer, I'm real big into Nintendo, so Sega, not a whole lot of knowledge about, like, I've never owned a Sega system.
Exactly. If you don't know jack shit about Sega, go read that blog if you want to know about it.
Yeah, because I was in, Dreamcast 2, because don't get me wrong, I like Sega systems, I just never owned one myself, so... Reading the Dreamcast 2, really, and then reading it was really interesting, and the only bad part is he crushed my dreams of a new Sega system. But, I mean, the odds of them making one was bad, but it's a great blog. Even if you don't like to read, you should read it. It's very informative. It's very well written. I mean, it really draws you in.
Oh, yeah, so, and it was a top G1 post.
And it was a top G1 post, and well-deserving of it.
And well-deserving the blog of the week.
Oh, yes. So, up next... moment everyone's been waiting for. No, I'm not talking about Frenchman's interviews, although we are looking forward to that. No, what I'm talking about is a debate, but not our debate. No, it's a second debate. You see, I mentioned earlier we have some guests on our show, and so we have a debate between two of those guests. The guests are the angry video game nerd and the nostalgia critic having a debate right here on G1 Attack after this commercial break.
Oh my god!
As Jerry squeals like a little girl. So, guys, stay tuned to G1 Tech for the best debate ever.
Yeah. If you leave, you're a freaking
noob.
I don't want to say it.
Stay tuned.
Hey, G1's Awkward Todd, and I'm here today to talk to you about our new form of G1 to G1 communication, known as G1 Shoutouts. And what G1 Shoutouts is all throughout the show, we're going to be having these sort of segments where either you guys can send in your own audio files or you can send in a text document that we can read out. And what it's going to be is it's going to be a message that you can give to the G1s. We're hoping this is going to help allow G1s to be more involved with the show and still sort of be there even though we're trying to get a little bit tighter around mic quality, but also allow you guys to say what you need to say to the G1s that may be a little bit more visual than... a blog post or a post on a forum. So we hope you guys enjoy this and keep on enjoying the show.
All right, guys, welcome back to G1 Attack. Like I promised after the commercial break, here it is. A debate between the angry video game nerd and the nostalgia critic.
And it starts right
now.
Never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye.
He picks up a random.
We're so gonna lose all our viewers for this.
Jerry, this is a podcast. We don't have viewers, we have listeners.
Well, whatever. No.
Yes. Thank
good
you.
Good thing, man.
Yes. All right. So, guys, yeah, please don't kill us. Please don't leave nasty comments. We apologize. That was mean of us.
That was really
double dragon.
That was very mean of us, and that was very lame. So, to make up for it, here it is. Review Impossible live. I'm going to review a completely random game. So, give me a second. I'm going to choose the game.
And he's doing it like he's just randomly going to pick a game. It's not like he's going to see it. You know how his in Review Impossible in his video, it showed him how he picked. Yeah, he just picks a random game like blindfolded. I mean, we trust him enough that he's doing that right now because we can't physically see him. But so Brayden,
oh my god,
what game did you get? What game?
Oh god. Okay. I picked a good game,
okay.
Which is good.
Okay.
Because of what I almost picked. I almost picked Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, God.
Which is bad. Okay, no, seriously, I own that game. But instead, I got Double Dragon.
Yay!
So I'm just, got my TV on. That's right, I'm going to play the game live. Okay?
No, most people know about Double Dragon.
All right, cool. Okay, good. Dang it, because I had to reset it, because I got the purple screen, the flashing light and all.
Oh, okay. Your 72 pins messed up.
Yeah, so... All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
form activity.
You know what? It's kind of it's my interview time, okay, guys? So you can shut up. I'm doing a live, not my interview time, my review time, whatever. So it's Double Dragon, okay? Everyone knows Double Dragon. And so Mission 1 starts off. It's easily the easiest part of the game. So, you know, A does the punching. Yeah, just give him a little then. Yeah, go sock him. And...
What?
Okay, I think... What? You punch him in the face.
So A
punches, B kicks, move around a bit. Yeah, just sock him. And I'm getting the crap beat out of me because my controller... I think something's wrong with my controller because it's very delayed. Which is weird because it's not the game itself, I know, because the game doesn't usually play like that. Because I've had it forever. So, you know, it's truly, it's a great game. It's the music. Good lord, the music. Can't say enough good about the music. I mean, just I mean, the only way it'd be better is if it was played with an electric guitar. Which, guess what? Go to vertexguy.com and get to hear Chris Klein's version of the song with an electric guitar. So, it's really cool. The only thing I don't like about Double Dragon 1 is that there's no jump attack.
Yeah.
Now, in Double Dragon 2, there is, and it's awesome.
And Double Dragon 3, but the nerd already covered all that.
And I don't even own Double Dragon 3. Oh, crap. Okay, now I'm getting the crap beat out of me. Because there's the spin kick in Double Dragon 2, so if you're surrounded, you can use that. Well, I don't think there is one in the original Double Dragon, which means if you're being double-teamed, it makes it very difficult. But you know what? Everyone knows about the game, so there's really not much I can say about it. You hear some games like, you know, in-depth games are new, or retro games, you know, they're pretty simple, but, you know, they're fun. I mean, that's why I play my NES more than I do my 360 now. So, but, you know what? It's fun. It's an enjoyable experience. It's a simple beat-em-up. Oh, and it has a pause button. Yes.
Yeah. Wait. No. Listen, I was playing this one game. I don't know what game it was.
Oh my god, beaten by the purple haired twins.
No, listen, I was playing this one game, but I don't know what it was.
I died.
But the
No, wait, I'm still alive. I died.
Shut okay. the damn
but
game
the select, off. No, listen, the select button was to pause it. It was weird. Yeah, I hate those.
Just complaining about my journalism.
Hi, I have the whip now. Yeah, who's in charge now? Uh-huh. Yeah, come on. Come
yeah,
on,
he's
come
still
on.
Playing.
Come on. Oh, is my review over?
It doesn't... If you don't have anything else to say...
Yeah, I really don't have much to say, because, I mean, it's a good game. Everyone knows it. I mean, if I would have picked, like, some more obscure game, then I probably would have had more to say, but it's freaking Double Dragon. I do have to say this, though. The movies and cartoons, yeah, they sucked.
Okay, guys, so after, so we have French Ben's interview next, and then after, we're going to have our forum activity and see what's going around the forums, and after that, we're going to have our little debate, as we always do, so stay tuned.
Hey G1s, what's going on? I hope you're having a good time. It's time now for the segment you were all waiting for. Soon to be your favorite, hey, soon to be the best in the world. It's French Ben's Interviews. G1 Attack provides you with not only the best content of all time, but also the best guests in the entire world. Maybe you know this guy from being the host of the awesomeness that is 2-Bit Gaming. He's also on the top 5 G1 points whores. Let me introduce you to Kane Kusanagi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, French Ben, and hey, G1s, how are you?
Oh, man. Well, you know, for people who still don't know you, Kane, can you just please tell us more about yourself?
Well, I've been doing videos for a number of years. That's really what I love doing, is making movies. And I just started this year doing 2-Bit Gaming, which I pretty much only put out on YouTube and Screw Attack. So most people around Screw Attack know me as that.
Okay, I've seen like the first 2-Bit Gaming is like, how old is he? It's like 2 months?
Yeah, yeah. I started, well, I've been doing about one a week, and I'm on video 11.
Oh, 11. That's very cool, man. Hey, what introduced you to Screw Attack?
You can probably guess.
Yeah, video game nerd, man.
Yep. I saw his stuff on YouTube,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it just kind of stopped, and I went looking for it, and ended up at Screw Attack.
Man, you know, next time I would do an interview, I will just go right with, you know, what nerd videos introduced you to Screw Attack, because, you know, that's pretty much the same question. Wow.
It was TMNT.
Oh, same here, man. That was like, wow, very original. Man, it's like 2 years now, maybe 1 year and a half. I don't know, but whoa, this video was a blast to see. What?
Yeah, I laughed and laughed, and I watched it again and again, and I couldn't get enough of it, you know?
Yeah, true. So that's why I was hyped as hell whenever a new review came out. Anyway, where does your nickname come from, Kane?
Well, it's a two-parter. The first part, Kane, comes from my friends in school. We used to play Kung Fu, and my character was Kane from The Legend of Kung Fu. And then the second part of my name, Kusanagi, comes from Ghost in the Shell, from Major Motoko Kusanagi.
Okay, man. So what's your favorite show on Screw Attack?
Well, besides the nerd, I really like listening to the side-scrollers.
Yeah? Oh, how about you?
I never miss a Hard News. I love Hard News.
Oh, yeah, Hard News is great. So what are your thoughts about, like, you know, name tags, the games that you might not know, G1 Attacks, and stuff like that? You know, I'm just putting, like, random IDs, but...
Yeah, I like name tags, and I'm a huge fan of Captain S. Great.
That's a great show. Okay, for people who don't know you at your full potential, can you tell us what else do you like to do except playing video game and screwing around Screw Attack?
Well, I like doing animations. I have a little cartoon I call, it's called Eastward Bound, the Nearly Animated Series. I reading about video games, movies, I'm a pretty big geek as far as it goes, you know.
That's cool, man. That's very, very cool. I've seen, one of your animation around Screw Attack was Hard Boob. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, what games are you playing right now? I mean, these days, because I hope you're not playing right now.
Well, right, I'm not playing anything right now, although I did just stop playing Sonic Blast, which was an old Game Gear game.
Oh, yeah.
I just set that down just a second ago. I actually... I'm playing... it's called Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes. It's
for the GameCube. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Chef Protus sent it to me. Because I won a little contest that he was doing.
Oh, and it, man, wait a minute. You're the one that did, like, the intro of the new Meh?
No, not Meh. He hasn't used it yet. It's for his
Chef Protus
proves everything and nothing.
Okay, man, I can't wait to see that, actually. Man, you won this contest. Oh, and you asked, oh, man, that's cool. Because, actually, I've seen, like, the intro of Meh, and it was amazing. It was very professional.
Yeah, it was really yeah, it was actually, I think, better than mine.
Well, we'll see that, man. Well, what is your favorite piece of game or movie collection that you have?
Oh, boy. Well, it's not technically a movie thing, but I have an original Starfire. Jetfire. It's a Transformer from the original G1 episodes. And it's in pretty good condition, and I keep it in a plastic case and out of
stuff. Okay, man. Oh, man. So it's a real first generation one Transformers toy that's
And it's
in good condition.
Right, and they don't make it anymore because it's really just a repaint of a Macross, which we call in America Robotech.
Really?
And so they just kind of took this Macross Valkyrie, repainted it, and called it Jetfire. And so they don't even use it anymore. So it's kind of
Now, Kane, I wanted to give the names of people you really admire for their work, movies, games, anything you admire.
Boy, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, just a random name
pretty
that
much,
comes to your mind.
Oh, geez. Yuji Naka, anybody at Nintendo, Steven Spielberg, Lucas, James Cameron, you got me on the spot. I can't think of too many, but yeah, I mean...
How about, like, I don't know, literature, for example?
Oh, I'm a huge Robert Jordan fan. He does the Wheel of Time series. Fantastic. Absolutely.
Never heard of that, but I might check this out, man. All right, so now, guys, we're going for the best segment of the interview. It's What's Your Favorite? If I ask you what's your favorite Ninja Turtle, your answer is...
Donatello.
Okay, so I want you to answer as quick as possible. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, favorite TV show?
24.
Favorite superhero?
Superman.
Favorite NES game?
Super Mario World.
NES game?
Super Mario 3.
Favorite Sega Saturn game?
Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Favorite G1?
Benzion.
Oh, that's Benzai, actually. Okay, man, thank you. Favorite gaming system?
I'm gonna go with the Saturn.
Yeah. Favorite gaming peripheral?
That's a tough one. The Super Scope.
Not the Power Glove? You know, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Favorite old school cartoon?
Transformers.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to agree on that. Even though I love the old X-Men, but yeah, Transformers G1, that's the shit.
Hey. Oh, man. It shaped my life.
Okay.
Optimus Prime is the hero of our age.
Oh. I can see why, man. Favorite Mega Man 2 Robot Master?
Jeez. That's a tough one.
I know they're all awesome, but you gotta make a choice, man.
Airman?
Oh, yeah, Airman. Because I often start with Airman, and it's awesome.
Star Wars movie. Plus, I've never beaten
him. What? Wait a minute, what?
I've never beaten him.
You've never beaten, like, Airman?
No, I gave up, and I never went back. I moved on to other games.
Wait a minute. Ken Kusanagi, host of 2-Bit Gaming's Has Never Beat Mega Man 2?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my fucking god. You know, I beat this game when I was fucking 6, man. It's like one of my favorite game of all time, and I bet, you know, like, Stutter and Craig... Will does play. I've played this game a whole bunch of times because in the video game world, you pretty much say this game is the shit, and you gotta know that this game is the shit, man. There's no way.
Hey, I agree. I'm just saying. I gave up.
Oh man, that's some news. Favorite Star Wars movie?
The first one.
What?
A New Hope.
A New Hope, okay. Favorite movie adapted from a video game?
I'm gonna go with, there aren't too many good ones. I'm gonna say the first Tomb Raider.
The first Tomb Raider, yeah. It was decent, actually. What do you just thought about Silent Hill? It was really close to
the
original.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Plus, I mean, Pyramid Head was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
It was crazy, yeah. And it was really, really awesome to see a live-action Pyramid Head that really fits the game. It was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Favorite gaming soundtrack?
Shenmue, all the way.
Oh, man, that's a good one. That is a good one. Yeah, I can see why. All right, Ken, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Hey, Ken, do you have any project going on? I mean, that might have already been released already, you know, at the time where this shit is going to be released and it's, like, you know, delayed of two or three weeks.
Yes. In fact, I just am wrapping up right now, but by the time you're hearing this, it'll be out. Excuse me. It's a AVGN game. It's an Angry Video Game Nerd game for PC. It's called Pixeland Blast, and it's an old school style side-scrolling shooter. You play as the nerd, and you go through all these different video game worlds, destroying all of the bad games that have corrupted them.
That sounds awesome, man. Oh, great. How many levels do we have? Like, do we have, like, a ton of power-ups?
There's 9 levels. There's a power-up to make your zapper super special. You can use the shit pickle to just clear the screen.
Oh.
I just added this yesterday, a special level. It's a secret hidden level that is Screw Attack themed. You play as Stuttering Craig, and you have to save the rest of the Screw Attack staff. And I'm not going to give away who the boss is on that level, but it's pretty fun.
Man, I can't wait to try that, man. That sounds really, really good. Okay, so what will be the next 2-bit gaming about?
I couldn't say because of when this will air, but I do have upcoming in the near future a 2-part retrospective on all the Game Boys. Every single Game Boy from the first one all the way to the last one when they retired the name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can. Okay, man. Did you enjoy the What's Your Favorite segment?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
But here is a better segment. It's Choose Your Destiny. You have 2 possible choices each time, okay? Like The Simpsons or Family Guy.
Okay.
What's your answer?
Oh, Simpsons.
Okay. No way, but okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Choose your destiny: the angry video game nerd or the nostalgia critic.
Nerd.
Captain N or Captain S.
Captain S.
Sega.
I'm a Sega man.
Sega or Nintendo.
Dude,
yeah,
you're making me choose. I'm gonna go with Nintendo since they're still making consoles.
All right, here's a tougher one: Capcom or Konami.
Oh man.
Remember the games, man. You know, Castlevania, Contra, Street Fighter.
I'm gonna go with Konami. I'm going with Konami because I'm a huge fan of so many of their franchises. Yeah.
Man, Mega Man and Street Fighter on the other side.
I know, but you gotta, I'm saying, there's Metal Gear, okay?
Yeah.
Metal Gear and,
Castlevania.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Alright, Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Marvel.
Okay. Street Fighter or King of Fighters?
Street Fighter.
Yeah. 2-bit gaming or the games that you might not know?
Well, hey, I don't like watching my stuff, so I like watching yours.
Oh, that's cool. You know, you weren't forced to answer this one for just sake. Some self-promo, G1 Attack, or the Side Scorers?
They're both really good. Hey, I'm on the show right now, so I'm going with you.
Okay, man. 2-Bit Gaming, a daily show on a national channel, or Berserk live-action movie by Zack Snyder, the guy behind 300?
I'm pretty selfish, so...
Man.
I'm gonna go with my career on this one.
Yeah, you will choose your personal life over thousands of fans begging for a Berserk live-action movie.
Hey, the way I see it is maybe I get popular enough and I make the
movie. Oh, then okay, I gotta agree. And finally, the best question ever, Screw Attack or Free Porn Site?
Well, Free Porn is pretty ratty, so I'm gonna go with Screw Attack.
Okay, very nice. Alright, what are your plans for the future, actually?
I'm gonna break into the movie industry. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, that is a statement, actually. That is a statement, and I really hope you're going right into your dreams, guy.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
Alright, what was your best moment playing video game?
Oh, geez. I would say Star Fox for the Super Nintendo, okay? When I was a kid, that was like an epiphany, okay? 3D graphics,
yeah.
But at the same time, very Star Wars-like. I mean,
oh, yeah.
When I was a, I mean, for the, it was like actually getting to play Star Wars for the first time at home,
oh.
You know?
I see what you mean. Yeah, so just the game in its whole, like, you don't have, like, one crazy moment of thrill playing?
Well, okay, how about this? Yeah, every birthday, my friend, any whatever friend's, you know, birthday it was, growing up, we would always have it at this one bowling alley, and they had a small arcade. And we were supposed to bowl, but all we would do is take our quarters and go to the four-player TMNT game.
Oh.
And every time our name would get called to bowl, we'd be like, no, no, you know, and this was every birthday, every single birthday.
Oh, that's cool. You still doing it?
Well, I mean, obviously we grew up and moved away.
Oh, that's sad. All right, so last question. How long is your penis? I'm joking. I thought it would be funny, but...
I forget. Now, when you're measuring, do you use, like, with horses' hands, right? Hands? Is that how you measure it?
I don't want to talk about this any further. All right, we're moving right to the segment I was waiting for. The best of this crappy interview of this crappy podcast. But, you know, we gotta say true. You know, we can't lie, you know, during the whole interview. You can tell your dog that you're the ultimate Star Wars nerd, but that doesn't do for me, Kane. You have me, your nerdiness.
Alright, I'm a little scared. Right. I'm a little scared.
You know what's the challenge about? If you fail one of the questions, you have to put a photo of yourself saying, I don't know shit about Star Wars. Alright?
I can do it.
And if you success, then I have to put my face saying, Ken Kusanagi kicked my ass. Alright. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get ready to rumble! First question, what is Plo Koon's lightsaber color?
I'm gonna say yellow.
Oh man, that's a good answer. What is the name of the bounty hunter who gets killed by Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Clone Wars cartoon?
By Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
You know, it's the robots on motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that he was the big guy on the motorcycle, but I couldn't tell you his name.
Really? Are you sure you can't?
Yeah, no, I can't.
You failed big time. Next question. What is the real model of the Millennium Falcon? I mean, what kind of spaceship is it?
It's a Carillion cruiser.
Yeah, that's cool. You almost makes up for the bounty hunter thing. Alright, what can a Wookiee do if you don't let him win a chess play? Or whatever this... Yeah, break your arms. That's cool. Where does the Slave Zero come from?
Well, it was originally a... well, I mean... I can't remember. Sorry.
Man, take your time. I know you know that.
Well, I mean, it was originally Jango Fett's, and before that, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man, I'm talking to you about the Slave Zero, not the Slave One.
Oh, Slave Zero.
So, I mean, where does the Slave Zero of Jango Fett come from?
Oh, no, I can't tell you.
Oh, man, you should do Bounty Hunter the game, because you will know. You would know.
Oh, that game?
Yeah.
That game was terrible. I'm not going to play that game.
Oh, man! Oh, so, you know, actually the Slave Zero is a prototype from the police that Jango finds on an asteroid, a carceral asteroid. That's a prison. All right. Who becomes the leader of the New Republic after the Empire goes down?
Well, like, most recently, because I haven't read the most recent books, but I know that...
Oh, you can see that in plenty of games, such as Jedi Outcast, and I'm pretty sure you've beat this game.
Well, Leia does become, eventually. But are you talking about Mon Mothra?
Yeah, I was talking about Mon
Mothra. Okay.
All right, so, actually, you know, you failed 2 times. That's a shame. I mean, you know, I can't wait to see.
But you ask questions from outside the movies.
Oh, man, you got to be a real nerd, you know? Because...
Well, you know what? I will happily take that picture, because sometimes it's better to not be a total nerd.
Kane, do you have any special announcement? Like, I don't know, anything you want to say to community or something?
I just want to thank everybody who's either working at Screw Attack or just your average G1, because this is the place to be if you're into gaming. Best community ever.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly. Alright, you enjoyed this interview, no problem?
Oh yeah, yeah, well, except for your questions.
Well, we're done, guys. That was French Band's interview. See you next time. And until then, Kane is going to give us the final word. Kane, you know what the final word got to be, right? Each time I ask the interviewee to do a barrel roll as a final word.
Barrel roll.
Yeah, I want you to just try to do exactly as you can hear it in the game. Do your best.
Okay. All right. Barrel roll!
That's not in the game. It's not like that. I don't know. I'm asking for a new barrel roll.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Do a barrel roll!
That's cool. Yeah, that's a pretty decent barrel roll.
Hey, what's going on, guys? We are back, and it's time to talk about what's going on in the forums. So...
Absolutely nothing.
I know, nothing ever happens in the forums. But let me just say this. This guy, I don't know his name.
Link.
Link, I mean, he does he set up requirements to be a group on G1 Attack.
Everyone knows it.
You mean a group on Screw Attack?
There have been a lot of group in the past week and second week or whatever, and pretty much pointless groups. I mean, G1 Pokemon fans, we get to talk about Pokemon.
Nintendo fans.
No.
All I can say is, Link, you are my hero.
Yeah, because
thank you. Because we were talking about it. Like, we weren't even recording. We were just talking about it.
I thought it was hilarious. He actually asked
Kanki,
which is the admin of the forums, he asked her if he could set a rule for groups, which I think is a good thing. But what he has done afterwards is went into every thread of those groups and said, well, you need to change your purpose of the group, else you're gonna get he went into every thread and said, all in half an hour, change your purpose or face what's gonna happen next.
Okay.
Well, you know what thread you didn't go into?
What?
The G1 Attack thread. Because we have purpose!
Yeah. No. Okay, here's another guy I want to mention. His name is Alpha29. He's the dude that posted the... What the hell happened to Nervous Nick?
And then he
posted what happened to Tom. Yeah, he posted a topic.
This week?
Yes, he did it. I seen it. Me and Todd. Did you see that?
I mean, how can you be so unaware of what's happening?
I don't understand that. See, what ScrewAttack needs to do is, I don't know, they need to inform...
Put a top saying, what the happened to Tom? But my thing is, there was only one time that I saw it was okay, because he's like, you know, I've been listening since November, I've been watching whatever, I just decided to join the forums, I haven't seen Tom, you know, what happened, I don't know what's going on. So, and because he's brand new, it's the guys that have been here. You're like, really? Are you that dumb?
Yeah.
But someone who just joined the forum, like, it was
I understand.
And Craig said, don't worry, don't... Even Craig posted, you know, don't worry about it, it's not going to get banned for anything. Don't. It's not a problem, here's what happened.
No, this guy...
It was fine. But here's the five things that get on my nerves. It's real short. One, suggesting games for the nerd outside of the thread. Everyone agrees.
Don't do that.
Number two, what happened to Tom? I understand if you're brand new, but if you've been around a bit, you should know what happened to Nick. Nick is still there. Three or four, whatever. I can't count.
Say it.
Pictures of Ben in the Princess Peach outfit.
Yeah, people are actually excited about that.
Look, if it didn't happen, it's probably because Nick wasn't there, which I think he said is why it didn't happen. All the filming, the editing, and besides, Nick wasn't there anyway, so it really wouldn't have been fair to Ben, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, there, that's that. Number five.
Golly, five.
I said five things at the start.
Oh.
Number five. I can't remember what the fifth thing is. Number five, forgetting what you're going to say. So... That's four things, and but yeah, I mean, seriously, you see it all the time. People are like, oh, fifth thing, when's the next nerd video coming? I hate that. It comes when it comes.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just the topics you see over and over and over,
here.
And it really does get on your nerves.
Okay, what was it? I think it was August 6th. The side scrollers where you can go in and answer questions for August 6th. The mod didn't start the topic. It was a G1. Yeah. And then on August 13th, he said patience is virtual. Nice to know.
Virtue,
whatever. Nice to know at least one user doesn't have it.
No,
I seen that and I was like, he's talking about that G1 that posted the...
Yeah. So has anyone posted any questions on there recently?
Nope. I did.
I posted,
I was the first one.
You have a midget, a roulette wheel, and a hammer. What do you do?
Wait, are you talking about August 6th or August 13th?
I think it was the August.
I was thinking about, like, sending a question.
Six.
Not from one G1, but from, like, the whole G1 attack crew.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, and more recently, my question, Corey, for those of you who have been listening... Like every week, then you probably know that a few weeks ago we were talking about A3 and voiceovers or whatever, and I mentioned
I
was doing the voice of Destin.
No.
And I said also tried the Corey voice. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay.
I swear. And I also imitated sexy Corey. I'm joking.
Do it.
I did a sexy Corey voice. Which wasn't too bad in my opinion.
You had it.
No, you know what? I'm not. You know what? Actually, I'm not. I'm not gonna do it because afterwards, there was an interview with Corey, and oh crap, my phone's
Sonic.
Ringing. Holy crap, bad timing.
Well okay, anyways,
I understand.
Yeah, Sonic Blast. What he was trying to say is there was an interview that Sonic Blast did. It was a Top G1 post where he was it him. That did Maximum Four.
Yeah,
no.
It was him, and or maybe someone else. I don't remember, but someone basically interviewed.
No, Dante Diablo. It was Dante El Diablo. I think because Sonic Blast did High School Ben. Someone interviewed Max McQuarrie, and she said that she listened to G1 Attack. So what he was trying to say is,
in the ad of Brayden, he actually thought. Oh damn! She knows I imitated her.
Yeah. So in the question he asked in the forums was, what did she think about his imitation of her for the A3?
Wow.
Wow. That is funny.
phone call right in the middle.
Right in the middle of the podcast.
Hilarious.
Great.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
So right now we have or debate. No.
I have no idea. It's supposedly supposed to be a debate, but Brayden had to get a phone call.
Yeah, he said he's. Oh man, this is so messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
What else has happened in the forums?
I'm looking around right now.
Well, all I can say.
Here's another one. In the forums, they're thinking about. I don't know who posted it. I think it was Link, actually. Did you see the topic or the thread or whatever that said about the square ranks and the circled ranks?
New ranks coming out soon.
Yeah, new ranks, Pulse Edition. It was Link. He actually posted it. It's talking about you can have the option of the circle theme or the square theme for your ranks or whatever. Okay. See, I don't like the square one. I mean, I love the square ones. See, I don't like the circle ones. I don't know why. I just never did. And I voted for the square.
I don't know. I like them, but since I don't have the most recent Internet Explorer, they're not rendered, so it looks pretty much like shit. And that sucks. But I want to see what he did with the new ranks, since there are, like, different and...
Wow, are we still recording?
Yes, we are.
Wow, okay, I want to apologize for that, okay? Because I don't have a phone.
Yes, you do, it just ran. Oh, you don't have a phone near you?
No, it did. I heard it. No, I heard it from the other room. I heard it from the kitchen.
Okay.
So I had to run to the kitchen to answer the phone. I apologize, but that's what happens when recording live. So you know that everything we're doing is not planned and rehearsed.
No.
Because anything can happen on G1 Attack.
Anything. Like being Rickrolled.
Yeah, but I decided while I was in the kitchen to get a chocolate chip cookie.
Lucky.
It's right. Delicious.
You're making me hungry.
Stop teasing us.
Anyways,
so,
all right.
We got
so
the debate now.
After that, after that comic relief... It's time. Oh, did I finish my story?
Oh, we finished it for you.
We finished it for you.
We finished it for me? Okay, thanks. See, those are real friends. So, anyways, so right now, it's time for the G1 Attack debate.
Yes.
All right, guys. This week's debate.
You're eating this week's debate.
What? Wait, what is this week's G1 Attack debate over? I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
It's on.
See, no. I think what they... Yeah, the G1 groups, but...
No, what it's not a debate. It's mostly a discussion.
We'll just call it a debate.
We're pretty much late to talk about
Well, then
that.
We need a G1... We need a debate topic. See, G1s, this is how prepared we are. Oh my god.
We don't even know what we're doing.
This is why I said I wanted to work with Todd, Hyperjerk, or Ben.
If
that's why I said I wanted to work with him. I didn't want to be stuck with Oliver and Jerry.
Let's just compare this edition to
when Stuttering Craig wasn't at
Intern Week.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
So here, let's talk about this. What did you think about all the animations that everyone sent in? You know, we got Todd and we got Hyperjerk actually.
G1 Attack representing.
Yes, they're actually in the finalists. So
yes.
What did you think about it?
Well, the one from Awkward Turn. I don't know if that was his original idea. I don't think so, but
no. That see what it was. We talked to him and he said it was supposed to be longer. But he didn't...
Yeah, it was pretty damn short in my opinion.
Yeah, he didn't have enough time to actually...
Yeah, I mean, most of his focus right now is on the next project from A3. That's where most of his focus, and G1 Attack.
Awesome.
So
it's one of those things, I guess I should get something together. And so
he was... Actually...
Hey, we got him a finalist.
Last week's G1 Attack, he was editing his animation before he got to G1 Attack. And everybody was just going crazy. We wanted the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like...
Oh, where's Yeah.
Right. You see, Todd... I say this as I'm eating my chocolate chip cookie.
You know what I've noticed?
Todd, he does all of our...
You know what I've
He does all of our sound editing. He does all the sound work for us. So he's like, yeah, like, what are you doing? Are you in the podcast? Like, no, I'm editing my animation. Like, you son of a biscuit. Yeah. Edit our podcast.
You know what? I should by 9 and I work on the podcast tomorrow. What the hell?
Yeah, we won our podcast.
Well.
Yeah.
But Todd's awesome.
And Hyperjerks.
I think Hyperjerk should win, but it's not. And I think that's...
See, the one...
Which I got to see his animation for anyone else.
I mean, the...
Which it was, and I was like, "Wow, man, this is awesome!" There ain't no way you're gonna lose. And then it's like finalists. He wasn't even in the finalists. I was like, "Holy crap! What the heck happened?"
He was a finalist.
The one that is winning is the one with Caramel Dancing parody.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Why people actually? I don't want to be mean, but I don't get it. Like, why people all went for this one? It's long, and I don't know. I just prefer the Hyperjerk one.
It's not original.
See, I don't think that people get the joke about Hyperjerks, because, you know,
I know Jerry, you keep asking, what's Lol Laser?
Yeah, I asked what it was. I didn't know.
You. So if people don't listen,
yeah.
So if people don't know, then they'll be like, well, this is stupid. It's just some made
right.
Up.
See, I didn't know what, you know, on YouTube, you can look up Shoop Day Whoop, and that's the fire in my laser stuff.
I'm a fire in my
laser.
Yeah,
I didn't know what that was either. But now I do. Yes, see, what awesome they do like is that. They take Cell's body, and they take Mr. Popo's face with, like, really big eyes and really big lips, and then they make him fire the laser.
Everyone knows that.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's
Welcome
what they took
to
it
a
from.
While ago.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways.
So, I don't even know who else was in it. One was the independent one, which is okay. It was short.
Wait, that's Jets.
Hold on.
That was
originally, this contest was actually being a gift.
I know.
Huge,
I know. It became an animation contest.
So, theoretically, if that was a GIF contest, he would win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was simple. It was just a simple loop, but it was pretty funny. I was like, pretty good. It's really good animation. Yeah. The animation in it is really good. Entertainment wise, not as much because it was just him walking. But animation wise, it was very good. Oh yeah, definitely. I think that's part of the thing that hurt him was that he did a GIF.
Yeah, he actually, you know, did a...
He did the
see,
GIF
during
the
side-scrollers,
GIF competition.
Side-scrollers, they were like, do a...
Animated
yeah, GIF. An animated GIF. Take a, what was it, a 20 to 30 second frame?
Yeah.
And then, like, Hyperjerks and that one with the dancing thing are like... a minute, yeah.
Superstar made me do the sky and I could drive. That was great. And then I love the alternate ending. Where's the advertisement?
Oh, yeah.
Lulls and ruffles.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this whole thing has become one big advocate for Hyperjerk, it seems.
See,
but who
listen,
can blame us?
No,
Hyperjerk
no.
is
see,
our sex
see,
appeal.
On last week's podcast, they didn't talk about us at all. And then we're sitting here talking about them.
You know what? That's very true. Why are we talking about Todd, Ben, Hyper... Oh, crap, I did it again. You know what? We're not talking about the other side of G1 Attack because they don't want to mention us at all. They don't want to have anything to do with us. And I know Todd's listening right now, probably. I think. I know he was earlier.
No, he's not.
So, Todd, he's not. Well, when he's listening to this, Todd, a big the heck with you.
We'll talk about something else.
We're going personal.
it's gotten personal on G1 Attack. But you know what? No, you know what? It has gotten personal. You know, Ben thinks he's better than everyone. You know, he's French. He thinks he's better than everyone. You know
no,
what?
I'm French,
he's
dude.
Always going around on.
Dude,
he's going around.
Dude.
Well, you're French Canadian. You're not as mean. So, but Ben's always going around in his interviews, going test your might, see if you really are as good as you think you are. Well, you know what? I'm sick of it, Ben. I'm challenging you right here, right now. I want to test my might. There is no bigger wrestling fan out there than me. So you know what? I'm going to test my might next week. You, me. Come on, bring it. Bring it, Ben. Bring it.
Hey, you just want
I'm laying down
the
law right now.
Right?
Yeah.
I do. But you know what? I'm telling you, Ben, I can beat Ben. Ben is always one-upping me. I can one-up him.
That's funny about Ben's interview,
See,
though, is the fact that
he
always
first,
says, this is the best segment.
Yeah, that is funny.
I know. Well, you know what? It's personal. Because you remember when he got interviewed, it was like Blogs You Read. He's like, screw Penguins, which is my username. Screw Penguins because he sucks and has no friends. So you know what? I might have no friends, but I don't suck. Okay? So I'm laying down the law right now, Ben. I'm challenging you.